The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Hello, everybody. It is now time for high school soccer as Highland goes against Wayndale. Here is Jake Seidel.
Well, thank you very much, Blaisdon. Good evening from Apple Creek as it's time for game number three of the high school soccer season as the Highland Hawks take on the Wayndale Golden Bears. We'll be speaking with both head coaches coming up next on the pregame show.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Viper Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester. Boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of grill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mast with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low-maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Pro-VS Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Pro-VS Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Attention commercial building owners. Are you tired of dealing with persistent leaks in your flat or low-slope roof? Look no further. NEV Systems in Sugar Creek are your go-to experts for all your roofing needs. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that pesky leak, a complete roof replacement, or a new build, they've got you covered. Don't let roofing troubles rain on your parade. Call MEB Systems and experience top-notch service and peace of mind. Call MEB Systems Incorporated at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mebsystems.com.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some getting back to working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for August is Mexican Street Corn Pizza.
It's time now for Before the Kick, brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Jake Settle here with Highland Hawks head coach Scott Boddicker. Coach, thanks for taking some time to talk with us as we get set for the first broadcast of the year.
Thanks. Happy to have you here to broadcast the game tonight.
Well, Coach, last year you had another great run in the postseason all the way to the regional semifinals, and then you started off with two wins so far this season. What can you tell us about how your team's looking this year?
We return a lot of players from last year, and a lot of guys who got valuable minutes. We had a JV team that that didn't lose any games last fall, so feel like we've integrated a few new players. Feel like this is a strong group. We still have a ways to go and room to grow, but very excited about the crew that we have this season.
Coming off a win against Smithville, a 1-0 win against one of the better teams in the Wayne County Athletic League, what can you tell us about what you saw in that game from your defense? It seemed like they were stepping up, and any time Smithville had a chance to score, they got in front of the ball.
Yeah, very challenging game. Smithville's a veteran team. They have an excellent coach. They're very disciplined. And, against us, they were pretty content to sit back, put 10 guys behind the ball, just really kept only one guy up high, and we're hoping for a counterattack or a mistake on our part or maybe getting a free kick or a corner kick. And, they really executed their game plan very well. It was a very frustrating game, but our defense, thankfully, didn't really give up a lot of opportunities. They probably had one or two only good chances to score for the game. And it was a good night for our defense, for sure.
And, Coach, your offense seemed like it was making shot after shot or attempt after attempt throughout that entire game, but you only came away with one. Is that something you guys need to work on as the season goes on?
Well, obviously you always want to score more. And again, part of the reason we didn't get a lot of goals is Smithville's very good defensively. So we'll keep working to get better. I don't think against most teams on our schedule that goal scoring is going to be a problem, but obviously you got to be able to do it against the best teams and the elite teams as well.
Well, Coach, you've got Wayndale tonight, kind of that backyard rivalry. We've seen some good games in this series in the past. What are you expecting to see out of the Golden Bears tonight?
This one's a little bit of a mystery to me. We did watch them play last Saturday, and they played in kind of a different setup than we've seen them play in the past. And I don't know if that setup was in response to what they felt they needed to do against Orville, who was the opponent in that game, or if that's a way that they're going to play every game out. They were only playing with three in the back, which is not what we've typically seen from them. They lost a few key guys from their team last year, and they also had one of their better players transfer, so they're a little bit younger and definitely a little bit more of an unknown for us.
Okay, Coach, and what do you want to see out of your guys tonight?
Well, I think, I would expect Wayndale to employ a strategy similar to Smithville, where they're probably going to put quite a few guys back, try to frustrate us, and so an early goal would really be just what the doctor ordered for us tonight. And, it is a game on grass, and we get pretty accustomed to playing on turf regularly. So just adjusting to a slightly slower game, I think, will be key.
Okay, well, Coach, thanks for your time today, and good luck tonight against the Golden Bears.
Appreciate it very much.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Jake Sottle here with Wayndale soccer coach Larry Cerniglia. Coach, you're coming into this game against Highland 0-1 on the season. You had a tough game against Orville. What can you tell us about your team so far this season?
We are just, I wouldn't say rebuilding, but just learning together to be a team. We lost our best offensive player who transferred to Orville. So that was a big hole to fill. And we're just learning to play and hopefully get better every day.
Coach, games between Wayndale and Highland, there have been some great ones over the years. What are you expecting to see out of the Hawks tonight?
Well, I did see them on Tuesday, and I think it might be their overall maybe their best team that I've seen in 35 years as far as playing from front to back. You know, the back four and the goalkeeper, you know, are ball players. It's pretty amazing and stuff. So, yeah, you know, if they can score, they're going to be dangerous in the state, I would think.
Coach, what do you want to see out of your guys tonight?
Just to play their game, to be consistent, and hopefully, you know, make it difficult for Highland and see what we can do.
You know, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
All righty. Thank you.
Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show here on WKLM.
Before the Kick has been brought to you by Village Motor of Millersburg.
School's back, fall is on the horizon, and the gift-giving season is just around the corner. Hi, this is Sue from the jewelry store in Millersburg, and we're excited to unveil our latest collections. Discover our stunning sterling silver necklaces and earrings, and don't miss out on our exclusive permanent bracelets. Make your wish list today and take advantage of our convenient layaway option, and be prepared to shine this season. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg.
Kaufman Realty and Auctions invites you to explore this charming three-bedroom, one-and-a-half bathroom at 629 South Washington Street in Millersburg. Inside, you'll find a living room, kitchen, and dining area featuring a large bay window on the first floor. The back door extends from the dining room to a small, enclosed bedroom. Upstairs, there are three bedrooms, all fitted with new ceiling fans. Also on the second floor is a clean, full bathroom with a shower tub. Downstairs, there's an additional convenient half bathroom. Venture out back to discover a new porch installed in 2021. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Kobe Scheller at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Need freezer space for the Holmes County Fair livestock purchase? How about storing those summer garden vegetables or the approaching hunting season? Then stop by your local freezer headquarters at Millersburg Electric. Millersburg Electric's annual freezer sale special continues with discounts on chest and upright freezers in all sizes. Not only do you get a great price, but you get better energy efficiency with your new freezer, too. Get your upright or chest freezer at a great sale price while they last at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Hi, I'm Eugene with Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting. We are located in Millersburg, Ohio, and have been serving our community for the past 25 years. When was the last time you thought about having your roof inspected or spouting cleaned? You can find us online at YoderFamilyRoofing.com or by giving us a call or text at 330-695-3000. Again, that's 330-695-3000. For all your roofing and spouting needs.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Have you experienced the difference of hometown independent pharmacy lately? If not, now is the perfect time to start. Premier Pharmacy inside Rhodey's IGA is now open and accepting new patients. This is Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacies in Berlin and Millersburg, inviting you to come experience the Premier Pharmacy difference. We want to be your teammate as you navigate the complex world of healthcare, offering you consistent, fast service and always being available to answer whatever questions you may have. Call us or stop in today. We will transfer all your active prescriptions from your current pharmacy so you don't have to worry about a thing. That's why we are Premier Pharmacy, your hometown independent pharmacy.
Well, we got just under 4 minutes on the scoreboard here for pregame as we get set up for this matchup between the Hawks and the Golden Bears. Jake Sano with you. We'll go ahead and get you the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Highland Hawks, who will line up like this. It'll be number 4, Bodie Gertz. Number 5, Caden Hirschberger. Number 6, Jackson Mullett. Number 7, Ryan Hampshire. Number 9, Perrin Miller. Number 12, Christian Mullett. Number 15, Logan Hirschberger. Number 16, Mac Jones. Number 17, Zeke Boniker. Number 30, Noah Troyer. And the goalkeeper will be number 00, Chase Koblenz. On the other side for the home team, the Wayndale Golden Bears, they'll line up like this. Will be number 3, Dakota Capoletti. Number 4, Anthony Hirschberger. Number 5, Seth Hosteller. Number 6, Isaac Loffenberger. Number 7, Case Milner. Number 9, Jace Hilty. Number 10, Parker Reek. Number 11, Lance Kearney. Number 15, Cordell Troyer. Number 20, Weston Hilty. And the goalkeeper will be number 44, Neil Brewer. Tyrone Hostetler and Kevin Lehman are referees for this evening, as the Highland Hawks are coached by Scott Boddicker, assisted by Mark Hampshire and Sean Troyer. Meanwhile, the Golden Bears are coached by Larry Cerniglia, assisted by Andrew Cerniglia. Highland coming into this ballgame 2-0 on the campaign. They're coming off a 1-0 win over Wayne County Athletic League powerhouse Smithville. Meanwhile, Wayndale 0-1 on the season. They fell to Orville to start the season. 2 minutes left on a pregame clock. That means it's time for the national anthem. And tonight's national anthem is brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Service Center in Millersburg.
Today's national anthem, just like Jake said, is brought to you by the Holmes County Veterinary Center in Millersburg.
Brad Walsh and Associates want to thank our patients of the past 29 years for being part of our dental family. Dr. Walsh, Dr. Reeser, and Dr. Bostick not only provide routine dental procedures, they also offer advanced dental care, including root canals, wisdom teeth removal, implants, and orthodontics. Emergency care and new patients are always welcome. To schedule an appointment, call us at 330-674-4876 or visit us online at drbradwalsh.com.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rhodey's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rhodey. We have USDA Choice Boneless Sirloin Tip Steak, $5.18 a pound. Boneless Beef Sirloin Tip Roast, $4.98 a pound. 93% lean fresh ground beef, $4.98 a pound. We also have 14-ounce package of Johnsonville smoked brats, $3.49. 19-ounce package of Johnsonville Italian sausage or bratwurst, $4.98. 12-ounce Bar S all meat franks, 2 for $3. And 3-pound bag of sweet mandarin oranges, $3.98. Plus, download your digital coupon for a crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg, celebrating our 90th year anniversary.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Attention commercial building owners. Are you tired of dealing with persistent leaks in your flat or low slope roof? Look no further. NEB Systems in Sugar Creek are your go-to experts for all your roofing needs. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that pesky leak, a complete roof replacement, or a new build, they've got you covered. Don't let roofing troubles rain on your parade. Call NEB Systems and experience top-notch service and peace of mind. Call NEB Systems Incorporated at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at nebsystems.com.
Are you participating in Holmes County Shop Local Passport Program? Stay updated with the best deals, holiday hours, and gift guides when you join the Facebook group Shop Holmes Support Home, presented by the Holmes County Chamber of Commerce. For more details on how you can participate, contact the Holmes County Chamber office at 330-674-3975.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Slayball Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Slayball knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Slayball Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Slayball Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Wayndale. Jake Seidel with you as we are just moments away from kickoff between the Hawks and the Golden Bears. Don't forget this game being streamed on our YouTube channel. Go to youtube.com and search WKLM FM and you will find us there, and you can watch this ball game right there. Highland in their road whites and black shorts, their goalkeeper wearing a blue jersey. Meanwhile, Wayndale is in their brown jerseys, trimmed in gold. Their goalkeeper wearing a green jersey as they get a quick man off the field, because not exactly, I think they might have one too many on there. Nope, they're missing a man right now. Wayndale coming out in a 4-3-3, it looks like. Actually, now it looks like it's a 5-3-2. Highland coming out in a 3-2-4, rather. As Highland will start with it, and there's the kickoff, and we are underway in the 2024 soccer season as Bodie Gertz will drop this one back to Miller on the near side. He's going to go cross field to Hampshire as they work this one out of the back end for the Hawks. Far side for the Highland Hawks now as they look to move this ball up into the neutral third, up and across the midfield line. And over to Christian Mullen, who gives it up in the middle. Now he's going to send forward. He had a man that was might have been offsides. Wayndale will take the ball off the feet there of Logan Hirschberger. Will go the other way as it's chipped forward. It'll stay in. A little bit of contact as the Hawks win it back and send it to the back line. And we'll reset all the way back to Chase Koblenz, the goalkeeper for the Highland Hawks. Back to Koblenz. Right off the foot there of Perrin Miller, now moved up on the far side. And that is Max Jones. Ball intercepted for a moment. It finds its way back to the feet of Christian Mullet, who tries to send it forward. Now the Hawks moving forward. Boddicker is going to move it across midfield. And now trying to pick it up there was Bodie Gertz. Near side, picked up by Caden Hirschberger. Hirschberger sends it forward here for Noah Troyer. Troyer in the box will lose possession of it. Now gets it back away from three. Sends a cross in, headed away at the last moment by the Golden Bears. Back across on the second chance. It's going to go wide. It's going to stay in, though, on the end line before being cleared off and out of bounds for a throw-in by Loffenberger on the near side. So a long throw into the box, and it will be cleared away and partially blocked. Still trying to get to it, and that ball's going to go in. I think that's going to be an own goal there. As Logan Hirschberger was chasing, I'm not sure who got it last. We'll take a timeout and tell you who scored the goal after this here on WKLM.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
1-0 Hawks after the own goal, and they're going to have a throw-in deep in their own territory after the restart. Looks like Gert's going to come in to take the throw. Last time, they put it right inside the 18. He'll get another big one in there right at the top of the box. Ball's going to be knocked around. Chasing after it for the Hawks there is Noah Troyer. He'll send it back, and now a little bit of a counter before Gertz gets back. He'll send it back to the defensive line as the Hawks look to reset. Send it in the middle of the field here for Hampshire. Hampshire turns around. He's going to give it up to Koblenz, his keeper. Koblenz, with no pressure, will bring it to Gertz on the near side. Her correction, that's going to be Miller. Miller going to send this one forward. He's got a man onside, and that was Hirschberger. He'll send it out on the right side. Here comes Hirschberger. Hirschberger, his cross knocked down. Kick save made. Second chance off the bottom of the crossbar. Still loose in the box. Boddicker, he can't get it in. Another save. Two saves there in a row by Neil Brewer. What a save there by Brewer. The first one, the second chance goes off the bottom of the crossbar. Stays out of the net. And then he gets another point-blank save off of the foot of Zeke Boddicker. This one going to be headed back to Koblenz. He can use his hands on that one, and he'll pick it up in the box as we reset. Correction, that is Koblenz playing keeper, not Boddicker. As Chase Koblenz will kick this one in the air. Punt comes to midfield. It'll be knocked down by Hirschberger. He'll look to send it forward. That ball cleared. Going to be off the foot of Lance Kearney for the Golden Bears, but Gertie will get it back on the near side in his own half of the field. He'll send it in the middle to Noah Troyer. Troyer almost dispossessed, dealing with some pressure, trying to play some advantage. It'll be sent back, partially cleared. It's up and over the head of Capoletti from Loffenberger. It's a Hawks throw-in as it'll be sent back to Miller from Gertz. Miller back in the middle of the field. Here's Ryan Hampshire. Hampshire looking. He'll send it to the far side where it'll be picked up by Max Jones. Jones going to put some leg into it, get it up towards midfield, but that pass can be immediately taken away, and I believe that was Parker Reek on that one. Ball still loose. Now Jones going to try to shield that one as it stays in and then goes out. It'll be a Highland throw-in on the far side as they're going to say that one went off the forward of the Golden Bears. Throw comes into the midfield. With Jackson Mullet, they'll send it back. It's going to come all the way to Koblenz as the Hawks look to reset and build out of their own end. Koblenz waiting. He'll send it on the near side now. Back to Perrin Miller. Miller looks to move this one forward. Sends it up top towards Hirschberger. Hirschberger, 50-50 ball taken off his foot.
by Weston Hilty. And now it'll be taken away by Jackson Mull in the middle of the field. He's going to chip it forward. It'll be knocked down by Wayndale, but picked up almost immediately there by Hirschberger. 50-50 ball ensues, and now it's sent back out to Hirschberger from Logan Hirschberger. Hirschberger sends a cross in. It's going to roll wide, and it'll be picked up by Wayndale and eventually find its way to the keeper, Neil Brewer. No shot on that one, so no save to Brewer. 34-15 left here, first half. It's 1-0 Highland. High punt, doesn't quite make it to midfield. It'll hop and then go over. Jones will get a head on it. It'll be knocked down by Christian Mullet on the far side. Now on that far touchline, Max Jones working to take that ball away from Milner and does. He gives it up to Boniker in the middle of the field. They'll look to send it forward now. Here's Hirschberger sending it up towards the top of the box, but coming out is Brewer. So he'll wisely lay on that one and stop the threat. Headed back once again, all the way back to Koblenz. It'll go back to him and be picked up right at the top of the 18. It was shielded back to him by Gertz. Now throw into the middle of the field to Mullet. Mullet ends up finding its way outside now. Here's Hirschberger sent back up in the middle, but Noah Troyer taking off the ball. It'll be sent back to Brewer. Hirschberger will press. It'll be cleared back up top, and now here's Mullet. Into Boddicker in the middle. Pass is a little off. It'll be cleared out for a moment at least by Loffenberger. And now sent down the line and out of play by Dakota Capoletti. So Hawks throw in right at midfield. It'll be Gertz that will take it. That one is dropped back to Ryan Hampshire once again. Now on the far side for Jones as the Hawks again look to build out of their defensive zone. Sent forward, here's Boddicker. Boddicker in front of his man gets a touch, top of the 18, tries to cross, gets it right across the goal line. That shot going to be missed wide there. On that shot was, let's see here, I believe that was Logan Hirschberger who missed that shot. So it stays 1-0, 32 minutes to play here. First half from Wayndale. Thanks for tuning in tonight, everyone, as we open up our broadcast season of fall sports, including soccer and football. Football gets underway tomorrow with West Holmes and Triway from Jack Miller Field. As the ball finds its way all the way back to Koblenz once again. Koblenz surveys the field. Keeper sends it to his left, short over to Hampshire. Hampshire looking, he'll put a boot into it up towards midfield. Knocked down on the far side by Mullet. Christian Mullet couldn't get it turned around. Now in the middle, here's Jackson Mullet. He'll give it out to Jones. Jones, with pressure coming, will send it forward. And he's got a man making a run. Here's Logan Hirschberger. Hirschberger just outside the far side of the 18. His cross deflected, and now that ball partially cleared. Jones going to come get it in space on the far side. Leaves it for Jackson Mullet. And the pass is a little off the mark as we're kind of ping-ponging around in the defensive zone of the Golden Bears right now. Knocked down. Boddicker trying to take that one off the foot of Capoletti. And now back into the middle of the field. Here's Jace Hitley. Here's Hilty. Here's a chance for Wayndale to counter on the other side. Milner racing after Jones. Jones trying to turn on the outside to get that ball out of trouble. So he will keep it in on the far side. Milner still working against him. It'll finally go out of bounds as Jones just puts it out. It'll be the first throw-in on the far side for the Golden Bears. Throw comes in. Long throw into the box. Off ahead. Cleared out. And it'll be back up top as the Golden Bears try to reset here with Hostetler. Finds its way on the outside now for Hirschberger. Hirschberger shot from the top of the 18, and grabbing that one is Koblenz. He had no issue with that one. First save of the night for Koblenz as that one is sent ahead for Hirschberger. It'll be cleared high in the air by Lance Kearney and hop out on the far side. Again, 1-0, the lead for the Highland Hawks, 29 minutes, 45 seconds remaining here first half. Throw comes into the box. Hershberger trying to head it back. And that ball will be cleared out again on the far side, once again by Seth Hostetler. Hawks have had a lot of sustained offensive zone time early. Another long throw coming in. Hershberger tries to get it in. It's back to him. Here's a shot. Save made. Shot. And it's a goal on the second chance there by Logan Hershberger. And it comes at 29-17. We'll tell you more about it after this on WKLM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Good luck, Kate. Hit it! 2-0 Hawks on the 29th minute, or 29 minutes remaining goal, I should say. By Logan Hershberger, he got his own second chance opportunity after the save, initial save from Neil Brewer. Ball's out of bounds again on the near side for a Hawks throw-in. Hershberger will send that one up off ahead. Ball is loose. Boddicker trying to get to it. It's going to be cleared off, and it looks like it's going to stay in on the end line, and now it'll be partially cleared up and cleared back into the middle. Wayndale ball now. Wickens with it. Looks to send it forward. Now will be cleared back up towards midfield. Moving over to get it is Hampshire. Bronson Wickens checking in for the Golden Bears for the first time tonight. The first sub of this ball game. As it'll be sent up. Here is Troyer trying to find Hershberger on the near side. Caden Hershberger will go out off a Golden Bear. And it'll be Bodie Gertz with the throw-in on the near side once again. Gertz, throw, headed up and over by Hershberger, and now heel down onto the near side by Lance Kearney, just trying to keep it out of harm's way, so Gertz will get another go at it. Throw comes in. Finds its way to Hershberger. Gertz will put up a cross. Boddicker trying to get to it. It's cleared out, and it'll go back out on the near side once again. Good idea there. Hershberger able to get the cross off. Now Boddicker not able to get to it off the cross. Throw comes in. Hershberger trying to head it across the defensive line to himself. Shielding it there. Down in the corner is Cordell Troyer. Now Gertz trying to get the cross off. It goes off the back of a Golden Bear and will go out for the first corner of the ball game. We'll see Ernesto Reyes for the first time at the next goal kick, goal, or Wayndale throw-in. As Jackson Mullett to take the corner on the near side, lined up as an outswinger. Crosses it in, and it'll be gobbled up right there by Brewer. Went up for it. He really didn't have a challenge, so he'll hold on to that one and punt this one forward. Booming punt by Brewer goes all the way down about 10 yards outside of his opponent's 18. And it'll find its way to Koblenz off the knee there of Perrin Miller. Trying to move it forward. That ball almost taken away. Jones does have it taken away now. Here comes Anthony Hershberger. Drives down. Gets the cross off. Off ahead, and that shot going to go wide. And it'll be a goal kick off the head there of Weston Hilty. Second shot by the Golden Bears here in the first half. And we'll have a substitute coming in. Ernesto Reyes will check in. Checking out will be Capoletti. Goal kick played short. Up in the middle, here's Boddicker. Boddicker looking, turns. Now sends forward to Hershberger. They'll drop it all the way back. Will come near side for Gertz. Now sent forward. Hershberger's onside. Gets a touch. Got it off the head of a defender. Now he's one-on-one with the keeper. Sends it forward for Boddicker. Boddicker buries it. And it's 3-0 Highland Hawks. And we'll tell you more about that goal after this here on WKLM.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Holmes Sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric is on top of the game. With almost three decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler has a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information. Let's go Knights!
Zeke Boddicker with the goal at 25:02 here in the first half. Makes it 3-0 off the assist from Logan Hershberger. Now Boddicker sends it forward for Logan Hershberger. Tried to get it right back to him, but mishit that ball. Mishit that time, and now Jackson Mullett with it. Runs through a 50-50 ball. Finds its way out to Troyer. Troyer's going to send it down into the corner. Running after it here is Hershberger. Ball going to go out of bounds. It'll be a Hawks throw-in. And we'll have some substitutions checking in. Luke Boddicker as well as Rowan Miller going to check in for the Highland Hawks. We'll also see Case Milner check back in for the Golden Bears. 3-0 Hawks, 24 minutes remaining here, first half. His throw comes in. It's going to be headed back by Hershberger. Cleared up into the air, but not out. Miss hit, sent back in. Coming after it, now it's going to be cleared out, and that'll reach the football field on the other side of the fence on the end line. As it's cleared away, Christian Mullett was trying to lurk after that ball right on the byline. So it'll be corner kick number two for the Hawks coming up. And Mullett will line it up on the far side. Look like it's going to be an in-swinger this time. Christian Mullett standing in between the two defenders on the post, comes in off ahead of a Golden Bear, and it'll be cleared out momentarily. And carrying it here is Case Milner. Milner driving up across midfield. He'll lose the ball out of bounds, and it'll be a quick throw-in by the Hawks. Comes into the middle of the field, now sent back, mistouched, and somehow coming up with that one going to be Mullett. Mullett to Boddicker in the middle of the field. Zeke Boddicker looking. He'll send into the middle. Hershberger, it's cleared off his foot. It'll come to the near side, and Reyes will look to clear this one out. It's going to go out of bounds off the clearance attempt that went off the leg there of Rowan Miller of the Hawks. So Golden Bears throw in, and Seth Hostetler will throw this one in. Get one touchdown, and now driving the to the left is going to be Weston Hilty. Gives it up in the middle. Pass is going to be intercepted and knocked off by Hampshire. Now brought near side for Luke Boddicker. He'll try to cross it into the middle. Goes off ahead of a Golden Bear. Finds its way to Zeke Boddicker. He'll send himself down in the corner. Boddicker looking to get a cross off. He does. It's going to go across the mouth of the goal. And now a foot race on the near side as Miller going to come up with it. Working against Reyes. Fancy footwork, gets the nutmeg. He'll send it in on the ground, knocked away, and we'll send it back up top. And trying to counter, there was Weston Hilty. He'll lose the soccer ball. Folks, it's early in soccer season. Boddicker will find the get the ball back, and we'll come on the near side as Boddicker has it, this being Luke Boddicker. Boddicker looking. He'll get the cross into the top of the box. Find Zeke Boddicker off the head. On the ground, trying to grab that one with Hershberger. It's going to be cleared out and come out of bounds on the near side in front of the Wayndale bench with 21 and a half to play here, first half. Again, 3-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks. Sent down to Miller in the corner. He gets knocked off the ball. Battle ensues down in the corner. Reyes will clear it forward all the way back up to Weston Hilty. Hilty able to keep that one in, but Luke Boddicker will take it away. Now moving forward and picking that one up is Miller. Perrin Miller sends in the middle to Ryan Hampshire. Now Max Jones on the far side. Jones up to Christian Mullett. Christian in a foot race. He's going one-on-two. He's going to try to get a cross off. Stops the ball. Gets the cross up towards the top of the 18. Here's a shot. It's up and over the goalpost from Luke Boddicker. Shot number six by the Hawks here in the first half as that one runs out of bounds. And we'll have a substitution checking in, Dakota Cavalletti for the Golden Bears. Neil Brewer has this one set on his six-yard box, looks to get things going. He'll send it forward off a foot, and it'll be taken away there by Jackson Mullett. Near side now, they'll get the pass off to Rowan Miller. Miller looking, gets the nutmeg on Reyes again, but Reyes able to recover after it goes through his legs. Now he'll send it forward, headed down there by Caden Miller. He'll be sent into the middle of the field, and Perrin Miller will pick it up on the defensive line, sends it far side to Max Jones. Jones driving forward. He's got Boddicker up top. Boddicker can't get to the ball before the defender does. It'll be cleared off of... Oh, no, it's going to be off of the Golden Bears, and we've got an injury substitution. The clock stops with 1934 to play. As let's see here, Rowan Miller is who checked out. He's getting checked out by the trainer, so we hope he's okay. That ball going to be cleared off of the top of the 18. Milner going to get it, sends it forward. Or pardon me, that was Hampshire. And now here is Mullett. Mullett in the air. It's going to hop, finds its way into the hands there of Brewer, the keeper, on the cross attempt. 19 minutes remaining, 3-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks. This one takes a high hop in front of Caden Miller. He's got pressure coming. Cavalletti will make it, gets off his feet as he tried to make that challenge. Now Jackson Mullett in the middle. Mullett looks to send near side and finds Luke Boddicker. Luke Boddicker sends down into the corner, and we got a foot race one-on-one. Here's the cross, and it will be cleared off of the 6-yard box up to the 18. Finds its way back out to Luke Boddicker. He'll find Zeke Boddicker. Comes near side down for Jackson Mullett. Brings it out on the near side for Roman Kachuk. Sophomore forward sends it in. Hershberger can't get his head to it. Sent back into the middle, cleared to the top of the 18. And I guess it was left there for Joel Limebach. Golden Bears ball as they boot this one forward once again. It'll go off a foot. Picking it up there was Hampshire. He'll send it back out to the near side for Miller. Miller gives it up to Kachuk. Now back to Miller. Miller into the middle for Boddicker. Now here's Mullett. Jackson Mullett looks to send Max Jones out on the far side. He's going to move it wide. Moves it up to Christian Mullett. Mullett with the ball. Sends it forward. And it's going to be right outside. It looks like that's going to go out for a corner. As the keeper Brewer came out, it was going to be cleared off the line there. And I will correct myself. They're going to give that one a goal kick, saying it went off of Boddicker, I believe. Brewer sends this one high in the air, cross midfield, off a head there. That was Mully who got a head on it. Now a battle in the air. Capilelli going to try to knock that one down. It finds its way right back to the feet of Milner. Now sent up and over that time by Anthony Hershberger. Well, back and forth. So this one will be dropped back into the middle. Here's Boddicker. He's going to look to send it near side and will find Caden Miller. Near side now. Here's Kachuk. Kachuk looking. Turns, now drops it back to Miller once again. Miller going to go back into the middle of the field for Mullett. Jackson Mullett looking, and he's got Jones on the far side. Back to the middle for Zeke Boddicker. Boddicker turns again. He's going to drive forward. He's going to get it for Hershberger up top. It'll be intercepted and partially cleared by Wayndale. Mullett has it. Christian Mullett with a shot, save made. Popped up in the air again and cleared. Might have been a cross there. And now here's a shot from up top from Kachuk. Save going to be made that time by Brewer. Four saves for Neil Brewer here in the first half. So that one's up in the air. Knocked down. Will find its way all the way back to Hampshire. And now Jones going to pop that one back in the air, comes near side. Luke Boddicker knocks it down. It'll find its way to Miller on the near side. Miller back in the middle for Boddicker. Now sent forward. They've got Tkachuk. He's got one to beat, makes a move, steps inside, top of the 18, gives up the pass up top, tried to send it back for Boddicker. Now Hershberger tries to send it forward. Touch forward by Boddicker. It'll be cleared out on the near side for a throw-in. Great defensive matchup there, as we'll have subs from each side. We'll see Josh Yoder check in for the Hawks, as well as Blake Stutzman. See Chase Hilty check in and Chase Wolfter check in for the Golden Bears. Long throw comes in off of Hershberger's head and over the byline for a goal kick. We'll see Caden Hershberger check back in after the next stoppage from the Hawks. One sent forward. It's going to find its way back to Miller. Miller loses it for a second. Cappelletti almost took it off his foot. Cappelletti will take that one out. Keeps it in on the end line, but it'll be taken away by the Hawks. Miller will give it up in the middle now. Here's Stutzman. Sent forward. Now taken away once again as Gavin Sarver has it. Drop back, and now here's Anthony Hershberger. He's going to give it up right side. I believe that's Ernesto Reyes over there. No, he's on the near side. It's taken away, and it's going to be sent forward. And down goes. Let's see here. We got a foul. We do. That was an awkward sequence there. Christian Mullet was chasing after that one. He all of a sudden went down like he got hit. Now a quick go. Here's Mullet. Shot on net. No, just a bit wide on the shot attempt on the free kick. I mean, a goal kick, and we'll have some substitutions check in. Caden Hershberger checking back in for the Hawks. Weston Hilty checking in for the Golden Bears. Checking out for the Hawks, Christian Mullet, after he took that hit. And Case Milner going to check out for the Golden Bears with 13 and a half minutes to play here until halftime. A 3-0 lead for the Highland Hawks. Jake Sano with you here again on WKLMFM.com, as well as the WKLM YouTube page, and always on FM 95.3. Jacob Henning, our producer today. And then we have Blaisdon Mullins, as well as Isaiah Dordich back at WKLM Sports Central. Hershberger, the first one to get to that goal kick, but he can't get to it. Didn't get a great first touch on it. It'll go right back into the 18 and be swallowed up by Brewer, who sends it forward. High punt. It'll be headed back, and it's going to find its way to Koblenz, who can use his hands on that one as it came off the head and not a foot. Far side now. Hampshire can move this one forward for Jones. Jones makes a man miss. He'll send it back to Hampshire. As the Hawks look to build out of their own end once again. This one sent forward. Knocked down, and now here's Sarver with it. He'll lose it. Here comes Boddicker. One to beat. He's on his own to the keeper. Boddicker, one-on-one shot. Goal! Boddicker with his second goal on the evening makes it 4-0 with 12:22 to go. We'll take a timeout and be back on WKLM.
At Pomerita Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerita's just around the corner. Find a location at Pomerita.
As we get set to go here once again, it is 4-0 Hawks off of the Boddicker goal, unassisted at 12:22 left. Now Luke Boddicker with the ball will send it out on the near side. Moving it forward now is going to be Miller. His pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Reyes, and it'll be a throw-in once again. He was trying to find Tkachuk. That ball knocked out again on the near side. Throw in for the Hawks. Miller going to come all the way down for it. Gets it into the middle to Dennis Eichon. Now here's Tkachuk. Kachuk, pardon me, and now a foul, I think, right outside the 18. So we'll see who's going to come take this one. That's going to be second foul of the half on the Golden Bears. Noah Troyer going to take it. This is basically a close corner kick. Wayndale not with no wall on this one. That one's chipped up towards goal. It'll be grabbed. We're going to call that a save made on the shot on goal. That is save number 5 for Brewer tonight. High punt once again. Ball is lost for a moment, now picked up here by the Golden Bears in Hilty. He'll drop it back. Reyes has it on the near side, now sends it in the middle for Cordell Troyer. He'll drop it back, now sent forward. And here is Hilty, Weston Hilty, looking to get something off here as he drives in on the near side, gets past his defender. Miller with a run through on the 50-50 ball, but Hilty maintains possession. Looking to turn, he'll cross this one up at the top of the 18, knocked down by Hirschberger, and now it's going to be cleared out by the Hawks. Sent back into the offensive end, but knocked down by Highland. Here's Luke Boddicker with the ball. Boddicker sends forward. Skachuk. Back to Luke Boddicker. Runs through the 50-50 ball, comes up with it, finds Ryan Troyer. Troyer comes back near side, looking to send it forward. Troyer, near side. Now here's Kachuk. Drop back and we'll reset with Christian Mullet. Or correction, Blake Stutzman. That was 32, not 12. Kachuk has it. He'll send himself, but I don't think he's going to get there in time as he's shielded off the ball. It'll run out for a goal kick. Right idea there from the sophomore. Trying to get it down into some open space, but good defense from Wayndale as they shield him off the ball on the byline. Under 10 to play here, first half again. 4-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks. They've had 10 shot attempts today. 5 saves have come from the keeper, Brewer. We're going to be headed down by Luke Boddicker. Troyer now has it looking. He's going to send for Luke Boddicker. Boddicker gets a foot on it. Tried to find Eshawn, and now he'll reset. Leaves it for Troyer. Troyer, top of the 18, pops up. Eshawn has it, sends it forward. It'll bounce in front of the keeper, Brewer, and he's going to unload to Reyes on the near side. Reyes gets a touch on it. Turned and shielded that ball. Now sends it back for Laufenberger. Tip back, and now here is Sarver. Sarver going to drop it back once again to Wufter. Into the middle. And picking that one up there was Troyer. Now back in the middle here is Stutzman. Back to Troyer. Pass going to be intercepted there into the middle of the field. Here comes Hirschberger, sent forward once again. Now for Weston Hilty. Healed out of trouble. Now Miller with pressure coming, turns. He's going to be run through. He'll lose that ball. Now gets rid of it. Top of the 18. So he takes it off the foot there of Hirschberger. And a foul going to go against the Hawks there. They're first. It'll be a free kick on the near side, outside the 18 by about 5 or so yards. Two-man wall. As Miller and Boddicker in the wall crossed across the top of the 18. As coming up with it now is going to be Jace Hilty. He'll turn, shot fired, save made by Koblenz. Second save needed from Chase Koblenz tonight. Now Kachuk has it. He's going to send it forward. He's going to find a man. That is Luke Boddicker. He gets it through. Now, Eishin up top. He'll lose possession of it. And picking that one up going to be Brewer. So Brewer with the ball. 7 minutes to go here. He's unloaded some monster punts here in the first half. This one comes near side, takes a high hop, and will roll out of bounds in front of the Highland bench. It'll be Highland ball, and we'll get some substitutes. Bodie Gertz going to check in as well as Isaac Thomas. Mac Jones going to check out for the first time today with about 6:45 until halftime here. Again, 4-0 the lead for the Hawks over the Golden Bears. Drop back. Here is Josh Yoder. Yoder sends it forward, finds Luke Boniker. Boniker drops it back to Yoder. Yoder across to Hampshire, sent forward, knocked down, and now Eisen, going to come up, pick it up. Goes near side. Troyer going to send into the middle. Now comes far side. Here's Isaac Thomas. Thomas, top of the 18, gets the cross off. It's deflected. It'll be a corner. Corner number three for the Hawks tonight. Near side corner. As Eichen going to go and take this one, it looks like. It's William Moen looking to check in for the Hawks, as well as Cameron Yoder, Perrin Miller, and Jackson Mullett. Eichen out, swinger. Here's the kick. Off ahead, lost, and save made by not the keeper. It looks like that one just went, got deflected on the blocked shot there. Didn't see who got the shot off.
Dennis, that was perfect. Hey, can we sub on our corner here? Subs.
So we'll get some substitutions here. The aforementioned Hawks subs also checking in for Wayndale will be Parker Reek. Under five to play here in the first half. 4-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks. Eichen will take it, an in-swinger on the far side on this corner. Corner comes in, and coming out to grab that one and keep it out of harm's way going to be Brewer. So Brewer with the soccer ball holds it, and he will boot this one forward. Another monster punt from him as that one lands about 5 yards past the circle on his offensive end. Picked up there in the middle for a moment by Hilty. It'll be taken away, and now here's Troyer. Troyer with a few making a run. He's going to send it down on the far side, and here comes Caden Hirschberger. Hirschberger in, shot, scores off the post, and that will make it 5-0. We'll take a timeout, tell you about it after this on WKLM.
We want you for our Law Enforcement Training Academy for adults at Buckeye Career Center. We have extended the enrollment period for this in-demand program, which can provide you with the training needed for a successful career in law enforcement. Our academy follows state curriculum mandated by the Ohio Peace Officer Training Commission, allowing students to earn the Ohio Peace Officer certification as well as several credentials. Financial aid and grants are available. Register today by calling 330-339-2288 or visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
Was a Caden Hirschberger goal. Let's see here. We got a foul going against the Hawks there. That'll be their second. It was assisted by Noah Troyer with 4:08 to play here in the first half, and that's what makes it 5-0 here. Brewer all the way up to take the free kick. He'll boot this one towards the top of the 18, off ahead and cleared out. That went off the head of Perrin Miller, picked up by Eichen up top now. Eichen looking to drive one-on-one, now looking to get a pass off. His pass blocked. Tries to get the ball back, and it'll eventually be cleared here off the foot of Lance Kearney. Miller dropping back, and that ball going to go out of bounds off the foot of a Golden Bear as Hilty was trying to get that one from Miller. Under three to play here as a sub comes on. And that sub was Isaac Thomas. As it's dropped back, we'll reset in the middle of the field here for William Moen. He'll send it on the far side for Bodie Gertz. Gertz, with some speed, moves forward, gets tripped up, and a foul going to be called. That'll be the third going against the Golden Bears this half. Quick's restart at midfield. Here's Troyer. Carrying, he's going to put the cross on, trying to come near side. That one's going to get headed back. Intended target was Isaac Thomas. Ball will stay in bounds. As trying to hold on to this one and get rid of it is Kearney, and he will boot this one forward. Finds Capoletti. Capoletti loses that ball on the pass attempt. It finds, that was Isaac Thomas. Now near side for Hilty. Then it'll go off the foot there of Joel Line, Linebach. So we have 2 minutes left in the first half. That one's dropped back. Kearney will get it booted forward and out of trouble, at least for the moment. Now here's Wicken driving forward, loses the ball. Now Cameron Yoder going to send this one forward. It stays in for a moment, then goes out for a throw near midfield for the Golden Bears. Good throw off the head there of Weston Hilty. Turned over for a moment. Now back and forth, finds it to the foot of Cordell Troyer. Anthony Hirschberger loses it, and now here is Hirschberger with the ball. Hirschberger going to send forward, send it a little bit wide, and now Kearney going to try to keep this one away. It'll go off the foot there. Once again, it was Isaac Thomas trying to get to that one with 1:15 to go. We'll have a substitution coming in for the Golden Bears as Case Milner checks back in. Kearney going to look to throw this one in. High throw, headed forward, finds its way right there to Perrin Miller. He will send it to Gertz on the far side. Gertz going to drive forward, picked up there by Hirschberger. He'll lose possession on a bad touch. Now sends it forward again, 50-50 ball up in the air. Jackson Mullett trying to settle it, but ending up settling it with Anthony Hirschberger. Now in the middle here is Cameron Yoder. He's going to go one-on-one, sends it forward, finds Isaac Thomas. Thomas sends back in the middle. As turning around here is Troyer. He's going to send it forward on the far side to Hirschberger. 30 seconds to play first half. As this ball going to be cleared out on the far side there by Chase Wolfter. And it'll be a throw-in for the Highland Hawks. Now with 15 seconds to play here in the first half, they lead 5-0. That one going to be cleared out of play and into the football field down to my right. And that should do it for the first half, as no one's run to go get a ball, and that will do it. After 40 minutes of play, the score is Highland 5 and Wayndale 0. We'll take a timeout, come back, and give you the halftime stats here on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin. Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com. Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding
Contractors. When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Chomp Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for August is Mexican Street Corn Pizza.
Check out this condo at 5573 Northridge Drive in Middlesbrough. It looks like new with an asking price of $385,900. This condo includes a full, mostly finished basement, along with mullet cabinets, solid wood doors, and a whole house generator. There's also a beautiful kitchen with a center island bar and lots of cabinet space, master bath, and a double vanity, walk-in tile shower, and a walk-in closet, plus a huge open basement with lots of storage. For more information, or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-852-4111 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
Ecoseal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home's foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, Ecoseal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
Halftime here at Wayndale, and the Highland Hawks have a 5-0 lead. Let's go and take a look at the first half goals. It started off with 38-13 remaining first half, and own goals off the shin of a Wayndale player. Didn't get the number, so that would make it 1-0. The second goal would be scored at 29-17 remaining here in the first half, and that would be scored by Logan Hirschberger. It would be his first point of the night. Goal number three came at 25:02, just about 4 minutes later. This time it was Zeke Boddicker, and that time it was assisted by Logan Hirschberger, so he has 2 points on the night. Goal number four came from Zeke Boddicker once again, 12:22 remaining first half. And that will make it 4-0, that goal unassisted, and the final goal scored in the first half by Caden Hirschberger. He was assisted by Noah Troyer at 4:08 remaining in the first half. Taking a look at the first half numbers for Highland, they have 11 shots, 6 on net. Meanwhile, Wayndale 3 shots, 2 on net. Koblenz for the Hawks finish the first half with 2 saves. Neil Brewer finishes the first half with 5 saves. Wayndale has committed 3 fouls. Highland has committed 2. 3 corner kicks to the Hawks, none for the Golden Bears. Neither team has been called offsides. Neither team has given up a penalty yet. We didn't have any bookings in the first half, so hopefully it stays like that in half number two. Overall, a pretty good half of soccer for the Highland Hawks, getting on the board early. We heard Scott Boddicker say that in the pregame interview. He wanted to get an early goal and keep that pressure on. Wayndale showing some promise. They've had some good attacks, just haven't been able to finish yet. But each team has shown some positives here in the early goings of the 2024 soccer season. We'll take a timeout and come back with second half action next here on WKLM.
Need freezer space for the Holmes County Fair livestock purchase? How about storing those summer garden vegetables or the approaching hunting season? Then stop by your local freezer headquarters at Millersburg Electric. Millersburg Electric's annual freezer sale special continues with discounts on chest and upright freezers in all sizes. Not only do you get a great price, but you get better energy efficiency with your new freezer too. Get your upright or chest freezer at a great sale price while they last at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
Stop in for these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have USDA-inspected boneless country-style pork ribs, $2.48 a pound. USDA-inspected boneless pork roast, $2.48 a pound. USDA Choice boneless New York strip steaks, $12.98 a pound. We also have USDA-inspected boneless pork chops, $2.98 a pound. USDA Choice beef stew meat, $4.99 a pound. 3-pound bag of selected eastern-grown apples, two for $6. And seedless white or red grapes, $1.98 a pound. Plus, download your digital coupon for crazy low price on select items Thursday through Sunday at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg, celebrating our 90th year anniversary.
When it comes to service, nobody cares more than Village Motors in Millersburg. This is Deke Miller, and I'm proud to say that we have state-of-the-art equipment and factory-trained technicians working on your vehicle when you visit. And we also offer a variety of preventative maintenance programs designed to greatly reduce the cost of your service visits. We are competitive, convenient, and we care. So the next time you need your vehicle service, stop by and see us at Village Motors in Millersburg.
Attention commercial building owners. Are you tired of dealing with persistent leaks in your flat or low slope roof? Look no further. NEB Systems and Sugar Creek are your go-to experts for all your roofing needs. Whether it's tracking down or resolving that pesky leak, a complete roof replacement, or a new build, they've got you covered. Don't let roofing troubles rain on your parade. Call MBB Systems and experience top-notch service and peace of mind. Call MBB Systems Incorporated at 330-852-4333 and visit them online at mbbsystems.com. Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRB Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry. With solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRB Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrbsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRB Siding Supply.
Welcome back to Wayndale, getting set to get the second half underway here. The teams will switch in. Thank you for joining us tonight. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night for week one of high school football from Jack Miller Field here on WKLMFM.com as well as FM 95.3. We will have Triway taking on West Holmes from Jack Miller Field as both teams open up the season, and West Holmes will have their first game under new head coach Keaton Lepla. Hometown Football Friday night pregame show begins at 6 o'clock. Kickoff between the Knights and the Titans heads your way at 7 tomorrow night here on WKLM. Make sure you go to WKLMFM.com and go to the on-air tab, and you can see our full fall sports schedule, including the schedule for the Cleveland Browns. Don't forget, Saturday night we'll have the final preseason matchup for the Browns as they kick off at 10 o'clock Eastern against the Seattle Seahawks out in Seattle. We'll join the Cleveland Browns Radio Network at 8 o'clock Saturday for that one. Teams break the huddle for the second half. As a quick reminder for folks, as this is the beginning of the season in high school soccer, at least in the state of Ohio, once you lead by 6 goals in the second half, you have a running clock. So if the Hawks score one more goal, they will have a running clock until Wayndale pulls back within 5. So 40 minutes on the clock, just awaiting our goalkeepers to get in position as Brewer, Donnie Norris, who's doing the PA duties for us, our own Donnie Norris here at WKLM, informed me he's also the place kicker for the Golden Bears football team. As we are underway again, that one cleared off the back line by the Golden Bears. Hopped up in the air. Now Troyer brings it down. Troyer looking. He's going to send it far side, trying to get that one. Well, I believe Connor Hirschberger. Ball finds its way back and will reset. Perrin Miller gives it up to Ryan Hampshire. Now sent into the middle. Dropped down for a moment. A great heel pass by Kearney to try to clear that one. And onside and down into the corner are the Hawks as Mullet driving in. Mullet working one-on-one will drop it back out and will reset back up top with Ryan Baird. And now offside's going to be the call there as Christian Mullet came from an offside position to play the ball, and that's our first offside offense of the ball game. So an indirect free kick coming out on the offsides as Brewer lines this one up. And he'll send this one forward again over and across midfield. Knocked down and picking it up here is going to be Loffenberger. It'll be sent back now as Troyer has it. He wants to move outside, gets a pass off. That pass going to be taken away. And now Connor Hirschberger goes far side, loses the ball. And Reyes has it on the far side now for the Golden Bears. He'll send it up top, trying to find, I believe that was Hilty. And now it'll find its way to the top of the 18, and Koblenz will grab that one on the long pass attempt. Koblenz with two saves tonight on two shots on goal. As here comes Hirschberger, he'll have the ball cleared off his foot. It'll go out of bounds for a corner kick. That'll be corner number four for the Hawks tonight. So we'll see who's coming in here to take this one. Looks like Jackson Mullet will take it on the near side, looking for the in-swinger. Mullet puts his foot into it, takes a hop, cleared off the line. It'll be cleared out for a goal kick as Hirschberger drove in there. That was Logan Hirschberger trying to get to it, and goes off his foot over the byline. So Brewer has it, teed up on his 6-yard. As Brewer kicks, gets it up towards midfield, knocked down there by Troyer, and now sent out towards Reyes. Reyes not going to get to it before it goes out of bounds on the far side on the outside of the foot pass attempt by Parker Reek. Small down the line, headed up. Reyes going to be able to knock it down, but it'll be picked up from behind by Gertz. Now Jackson has it. Jackson Mullet turns, and looks like the Golden Bears going to look to reset here with Lance Kearney. He'll send it forward. Knocked down by Jackson Mullet. He'll get it over the head. Here's Zeke Boddicker. Boddicker looking, sends in the middle here, and that's going to be cleared off the line. Great job by the defender out there, and I think that was Logan Hirschberger. Got a couple car alarms going off in the parking lot. So this one goes out of bounds. Here's the pass down the line. Knocked down and cleared up towards Jackson Mullet. Mullet picks it up. He'll send it back on the defensive line. As here is Hampshire. So we're knocked around. Back up top, and that one going to be missed. Hirschberger, though, couldn't make the cut and run after. It'll be cleared out to the far side. It'll be a throw-in. Someone's car alarm has been going off for a while up in the parking lot. So that one is cleared back the defensive line. And as Hampshire will come up with it, now brings it near side as here's Baird. Oh, it's a one of the team buses out here has their alarm going off. So now Logan Hirschberger with it. And now he'll lose it. Now here's Connor Hirschberger driving forward. Ball's up top. Here's Zeke Boddicker from a distance, and he'll nail it into the pine trees. That is shot attempt number 12 on the evening for the Highland Hawks. They're waiting on a ball to find its way down. And now one has made it to Brewer. This one sent down. It's going to have to be cleared off as Brewer already had one. So Lance Kearney's going to chase that one off and put it right outside the post of the goal. That one sent far and up by Brewer, taken off by Reyes. Reyes going to look to drive on the far side, sends it forwards, finds Hilty. Hilty on the far byline, touchline. He'll be sent back to him. He was offsides. He knew it. He doesn't play that ball. It'll be cleared all the way up top now to Christian Mullett as they got the car alarm on the bus stopped finally. That'll be sent forward by Hirschberger. Now Troyer, he couldn't get to the header, and now here comes Hirschberger. Logan Hirschberger one-on-one with the keeper, but Brewer going to get to it first. Punts is off, takes a hop. As Jackson Mullett with it, going to send it all the way back to his keeper. As Koblenz will survey the field. He'll go to the far side. Gertz sends that one forward. Hirschberger on the one touch, trying to find Troyer, couldn't find him. Ball find its way to Anthony Hirschberger for the Golden Bears. He'll send it for Case Milner. Milner down into the corner. He drives, turns, gets past his defender. Now turns around as Hampshire gets it up, and he'll send it back. His pass going to go out of bounds on the near side. It'll give the ball back to the Highland Hawks. Boddicker going to take this ball away on the near side from Kearney. Boddicker looking to get the cross off, and oh, what a diving or, pardon me, sliding tackle there made by Kearney to knock that ball away from Boddicker as he was setting up for the cross. It'll go out for a corner, but it might have saved a goal. Corner number five for the Hawks with 32 minutes remaining here in the ball game. So we await the corner from Jackson Mullett. Here it comes. Bouncing in front. Hirschberger tried to get there. It's going to be cleared out. Stayed in on the end line. Popped up in the air. Now here's a chance trying to get the shot off. The first time it was Mullett. Didn't see the second time. Neither shot on target as both are blocked. And we'll go the other way. Actually, Highland wins it back. They'll try to get the cross off. It goes off the back there of Laufenberger, cleared up top, and now here comes Hilty. Hilty loses the ball. Troyer has it near side. Troyer gets the cross off in the box. Hirschberger gets it turned around, but coming out to pick that one up, going to be Brewer. As no one could get to the second chance off the head there of that cross. Brewer high punt, takes a hop. Stays in. A little bit of an awkward challenge there in between Milner and Hampshire. Milner was going to try to go up and get it. Hampshire kind of got caught in between. He stayed down so he wouldn't get called for a foul. So now Hirschberger going to hit that ball on the second chance. Finds its way up top to Hirschberger. Now here's a third Hirschberger as his shot is outside. Pardon me, that was Connor Hirschberger. Didn't have my roster right in front of me, and I just knew the last name on that one, but a great shot attempt there by Hirschberger. We'll have three subs coming in at the next stoppage for the Hawks. Minutes to go in this one, 5-0 the lead. That one's headed up. Mishler trying to get it, working one-on-one here against Anthony Hirschberger for the Golden Bears. Ball's going to go off of Hirschberger, and it'll be a Hawks throw, and we'll get some subs coming in. Checking in going to be Luke Boddicker, as well as Dennis Eishon, and Josh Yoder. So our subs have been made. Throw comes in, back to Jackson Mullett. Mullett drops it back. Hampshire going to boot this one forward. getting a foot on it, knocking it out of sequence was Kearney. Now one-on-one, that one sent forward. Slipping there was Boddicker. And now Reyes has it on the far side, working against Gertz. Reyes turns, sends it in. Now Mullet will get it cleared for a moment, but just up to Loffenberger. Now far side, picking it up, and it'll be sent forward. And now here comes Christian Mullet. Mullet sends back into the middle. As Luke Boddicker has it, he's going to send it forward. Here's Eichen. And he's not going to be able to get to it, as Wisely, the keeper, Brewer, just going to clear that one outside of the 18 and out for a throw-in on the far side by the Hawks. Good scoring opportunity there, but Brewer right there to knock that one away. Throw comes in. It'll be popped up in the air. Boddicker waiting for it. He won't be able to get to it. Goes off ahead, and it's going to go out towards the far touchline, and it'll be knocked out by the Golden Bears. It'll be a throw-in by Connor Hirschberger on the far side. Hirschberger throws to Eichen in the middle. He's dispossessed. Ball is cleared out, but not all the way. Troyer gets a touch on it, lays it off, trying to get it back, turns around. Troyer leaves for Mullet. Mullet left side, and now here's Christian Mullet. He'll send it up. Off ahead of Troyer. Eichen tries to get a touch on it, but couldn't get it steered far enough away from Brewer. Brewer going to send it on the far side for Reyes on a great throw. Reyes across midfield on the far side. He's got a man if he can get the send. Reyes turns back, waits for help now, and he's dispossessed by Luke Boddicker. He'll find Eichen. Eichen couldn't get to it, though. It'll be cleared off to the far side, and we'll hop out of play. It'll be Hawks throwing, He was pointing to the ball on the far side. Throw will come in by Bodie Gertz on the far side. Gets it in, finds Hirschberger, drops it back to Gertz. Didn't get his cross in the air. It'll be cleared forward. Knocked down there by Weston Hilty. And now he's going to work one-on-one against Jackson Mullet. Ball finds its way into the feet of Anthony Hirschberger. Now he'll drop it back. Kearney going to send this one high in the air. Takes a hop. Might have caught off guard a little bit Ryan Baird. Baird working one-on-one, comes near side, trying to get that ball away off the feet of That was Wickens. Back out to the corner. Wickens still working on this one up top. He'll drop it back for Anthony Hirschberger. He'll lose the ball. Now Jackson Mullet with it. Sends into the middle of the field for Troyer. Troyer with it. Carries. Sends. Finds Connor Hirschberger. Eichen tried to get that one, but it was cleared off his foot. That time, send was blocked out by Loffenberger. Now we'll have subs come in as the ball comes out on the near side at midfield. 26 minutes to go in this one. As subs come in, taking the throw will be Max Jones, who just checked in. Jones down the line, finds Kachuk, drops it back to Jones. Jones sends, trying to find Eichen. Eichen up top, he'll make a turn. He gets the ball knocked off. He's still fighting, and he gets taken down, and looks like we might have a penalty. No. Thought we might get one. It's going to be cleared out temporarily. Reyes coming back for it. Now Luke Boddicker has it. He takes a shot. Save made. That was shot number 16. Give the save to Brewer. Now the throw goes out on the far side. It'll be a Hawks throw-in. Boddicker got an awkward touch on it. It'll be sent forward now for Bronson Wickens. Wickens sends forward for Hilty. Ball gets knocked around, and now here's Troyer with pressure gone behind. He'll send for Kachuk. Kachuk trips over the ball, gets up. He'll give it up to Troyer in the middle. Troyer finds Kachuk, top of the 18. Kachuk, he'll take a shot. Save made. Rebound is loose outside and cleared away. Oh, what a shot, and what a save by Brewer. 7 saves tonight for Brewer in net. As he has stopped a lot of great opportunities. They tried to head that one back. It'll be cleared off the foot of Anthony Hershberger to midfield. It'll be dropped to the ground by Hampshire. He'll send it all the way back to Koblenz, who sends it far side to Gertz. Gertz sends forward now, and looks like Troy are going to try to get to it, working one-on-one on the far side there with Parker and Reek. Ball will go out of bounds. Last touch by the Hawks. It'll be a Golden Bears throw-in with 23:50 to go here, second half. 5-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks. Throw comes in down the line, knocked down, and it is Hilty with it. Sent it in the middle, almost dispossessed, and now with the ball, here is Jace Hilty. He'll lose it. Tried to clear it there as Eisen Loffenberger. He'll head out to Reyes on the far side. His square pass going to be intercepted there by Blake Stutzman. And now here's Hilty. He'll send it near side to Anthony Hershberger. Hershberger going to send it down. Koblenz will escort it into his penalty area and pick it up. Played forward here to Stutzman. Stutzman brings it near side to Luke Boddicker. Jones going to send it to Kachuk. Now here's Boddicker again. Boddicker looking. He'll chip it forward. Defender Reich steps in there, knocks it down. A little bit of contact, but we'll play on. Now here's Jace Hilty. As Kachuk can't get to the errant pass, he'll put a little bit of a hit there on Kearney. And now it'll be shielded out, but it goes off the foot. Well, no, they are going to say that it is Highland ball. As Boddicker gets foot on it. Now here's Max Jones. He'll send it forward. Knocked down by Hershberger in the middle. Now Troyer picks it up. Troyer turns, knocks it back. Now Hampshire fakes the big pass, sends a small one to Jones. And now here's Kachuk one-on-one on the sideline. He makes a man miss, and he's going to drive into the 18. He gets a cross off up top. Turning here is Hershberger's shot. Deflected, save made. Partially deflected up top, but that ball still could have gone in. Brewer able to pick it up. 50-50 ball run through there by Hampshire and then knocked down by Hershberger. Now out to Reyes on the far side. Reyes pops it in the air. Knocked to the defensive end of the Golden Bears. So Hershberger knocks it down. Now Boddicker chasing. Will send it back to Jones on the near side. Jones finds Kachuk. Kachuk back into the middle. 50-50 ball. And able to knock it away is Loffenberger. Now Troyer has it. He sends it into the middle. And that one's going to get by. Far side, chasing after it. Here's Isaac Thomas. It'll go out of bounds for a Hawks throw-in deep in their offensive end. And we'll see Cameron Yoder check in for the Highland Hawks. And see Dakota Capoletti check in for the Golden Bears with just over 20 minutes to go in this one. Again, 5-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks. We mentioned what's coming up tomorrow here on WKLM. Don't forget to stay tuned immediately following this game. Starting at 9 o'clock, we'll have the Kevin Stefanski Show as part of the University Hospitals Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Kevin Stefanski will be answering questions about their upcoming game, preseason game Saturday in Seattle. And again, we'll have that game for you right here on Saturday. 10 o'clock kickoff with an 8 p.m. pregame. Here on WKLM. Ball finds its way out for a goal kick as Brewer drives. Headed in the air by Jones. Now knocked to the near side. Picking it up here is Boddicker. Takes some contact from behind and it's off to races. He sends it in the middle. Here's Hershberger. Hershberger, he gets taken down and it's a good tackle. They'll send it back up top. Boddicker looks to turn. He'll drive. And his shot goes wide. That is shot attempt number 19 of the evening for the Hawks. 19 shot attempts, 9 shots on net, the stat line right now for the Highland Hawks. 2 saves from Koblenz, 9 saves tonight from Brewer. Wayndale, 3 shot attempts, 2 shots on goal. Brewer will put his foot into this one. He'll take a hop. Jones trying to get to it, and this ball going to stay in. Kearney working one-on-one with Jones now. Jones going to send it, and it's going to end up being a corner, as I think he was trying to find Koblenz, but put it a little too far to the right. This will be the first corner of the evening for the Golden Bears.
Hey, got to defend it. Let's go.
And it will be Weston Hilty to take this one.
Hey, got an extra. Get Josh in there. Roman, pinch it.
Oh. Hilty drives into this one. Takes a hop clean through. Looks like it has a chance to go out. Cappelletti will pick it up. He drives in far side. It'll go out of bounds and be a Golden Bears throw. They'll leave it there at the flag. So basically a corner here. Chance for a long throw from Anthony Hershberger for the Golden Bears. Hershberger puts it in the air. Off ahead, and it'll be cleared up. And here comes Boddicker off to the races. Here's the counterattack. Sending it forward and getting ahead on it to stop that one is Reek. Kearney will put it up, and we're going to have a foul that's going to go against the Hawks. And Kachuk, that'll be the third foul on the Highland Hawks. It'll be a free kick near midfield. And the keeper, Brewer, coming all the way out to take this free kick at midfield. You know, with his leg, he could potentially put one on frame here. Brewer looks. He'll boot this one down towards the top of the 18. Got a head on it. And now he's going to hustle back to his 18. Hilty with it down in the corner. Looks to turn. Gets around a defender. Can't get the cross off. Turns back around. And he'll send it back up top towards Cappelletti. Ball's out for a Golden Bears throw-in. They'll send it back again. And out once again for a Golden Bears throw-in on the far side. 5 subs coming in for the Hawks at the next opportunity for them, and that will be it right now as it goes off the foot of Isaac Loffenberger trying to trap the throw. .16:20 left in this second half. 5-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks. Throw comes in down the line. And it'll be picked up by the Golden Bears. And dropped back. And now here comes Boddicker. I think that was Zeke Boddicker. Looking to send it forward. Now here is Cameron Yoder. He'll send it on the far side. Now sent forward for Kachuk. It's going to go off the foot of a Golden Bear and out for a corner for the Hawks. It'll be their 6th. .15:40 left here. Corner kick on the far side. Cameron Yoder going to take the corner. See Gavin Sarver check in at the next dead ball for the Golden Bears. As the kick comes in, an in-swinger. Knocked down, but loose. And let's see, Yoder has it, turns, sent back in, off ahead, and it'll be grabbed there. Once again by Brewer, no save on that one, with 15 minutes to go. Brewer boots that one forward. Trapped for a moment there by William Moan. And now with the ball, that was Troyer trying to send it forward. And now here's Zeke Boddicker. He's going to send it in the middle. Here's Kachuk. He has to stop and collect the ball. Tries to turn in the box. Loses possession. 50-50 ball. Still loose inside the penalty area and cleared out. And we've got a Golden Bear jumping around out there in a little bit of pain, and I think it was Parker Reek, the defender, who kind of came up worse for wear on that attempt. Attempted cross is going to be cleared out for a throw and a little farther upfield with 14 minutes to play in this one. Throw comes in, headed up, knocked down, popped up in the air. Boddicker sends it forward. Good job there by Jace Hilty to clear it off the 18. Max Jones tries to send it down the line. It'll come out on the near side. It'll be a Golden Bears throw-in. And Gavin Sarver will check in for the Golden Bears. 13 minutes to go. As the throw comes in and booting it up is Brewer. Misses everyone on the first bounce. A little contested second bounce, and Yoder picks it up. That was Cameron Yoder. Now taken off the foot there by Joel Leinbach. Middle of the field, now Zeke Boddicker has it. He's going to get tripped up. That'll be a foul going against Anthony Hirschberger. That'll be number four against the Golden Bears today. Taking the free kick, Blake Stutzman. So here's the kick. Puts it in the air. Brewer going to come out. He'll catch that one like it was a punt on a Friday night. And he'll wait for his team to get upfield as he gets ready to punt this one down. Booming punt once again. Takes a high hop going towards the penalty area. Goes down on the far side. And partially cleared. But Hilty has it. His shot deflected. Now he has it one-on-one with Koblenz. Shot. And that's going to go wide. First shot attempts of the second half for the Golden Bears. So it goes out for a goal kick. It looks like Sarver going to check out now here as he had just come in and he went down. Ernesto Reyes will check in. We're also going to see Caden Miller check in for the Hawks. Max Miller will check out. And we hope Sarver is okay as he comes off the field. Ball's in play in the back end now. Perrin Miller with it. It's Miller. We'll send it near side off a hand there, but it looks like it was in a natural position. Ball lined up going out of bounds for a throw-in. Coming to take the throw is going to be Anthony Hirschberger for the Golden Bears. 11 and a half to play here. Throw comes in, headed out, but not cleared all the way out. Popped up on the second attempt. Now Zeke Boddicker with the ball, going to carry. Pressure's coming. He makes a man miss. Drives near side, and he will find Caden Hirschberger. Hirschberger in the middle, loses the ball. Falling down and able to get back up and to it in time is Leinbach. He'll lose it out of bounds. It's going to be a Golden Bears throw-in. Throw comes in down the line. Boddicker comes up with it. He'll drop it back. Pressure's coming, and now going to have to be cleared off the line there by Perrin Miller. He'll come out on the near side for a throw-in. Weston Hilty had two beat there. He'll send it back out on the near side now. Now Hirschberger tried to take it away. Hilty with it again on the near side. His cross attempt was knocked down. Now here's Zeke Boddicker. Boddicker drives forward, now moves it back, trying to send it forward that time from Kachuk. Now he'll come up with it. Kachuk sends in the middle for Zeke Boddicker. Boddicker sends on for Hirschberger. Hirschberger stops, sets up, shoots. His shot's wide, and it'll be a goal kick. shot number 20 on the evening for the Highland Hawks as we are under 10 to play here in the second half. 5-0 the lead for Highland over Wayndale. Few subs. So you got Isaac Thomas checking out for the Hawks as now Brewer gets the go-ahead to keep going. Surveys the field. Keeper looks and will boot it down the field. Knocked down on the far side there by Miller. Miller turns, finds Yoder. Back to Miller on the far side, and a little bit of contact on the far side as Capoletti goes down, but he was last to touch the ball. Long throw-in. Kearney going to knock it out on the far side. See Miller come down to take another one on the far side. Down into the corner. Kearney gets a head on it. Now Yoder with a shot from distance. Brewer able to handle that one easily. It's sent down the field. And now sent on the near side, trying to find Hirschberger. Now it goes right to the feet of Kachuk. Hirschberger now driving on the far side. Kearney has it. He's going to look to clear it out to the corner. He'll get it out, and it should be a Wayndale throw. No, it's going to be a Highland throw as it goes out off the foot there of Kearney. Miller comes down to take the throw. Yoder tried to get a foot on it, still loose, and now Kachuk in a battle for it. Down or in the far corner. Gets its way out. Now it drops all the way back. Sent high in the air that time by Stutzman. And coming out to pick that one up is going to be Brewer. Booted forward once again. Knocked down. And Capoletti will come up with it. Capoletti drives on the far side. And Miller will take it off his foot. Yoder tried to clear it, has it blocked by Capoletti, and now it finds its way all the way up top to the foot of Cordell Troyer, who sends it back in. And offside's going to be the call. Capoletti coming from an offside's position. Each team now has been called offsides once. 7 minutes to play here in the second half. 5-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks. Koblenz got rid of it, finds its way all the way back down. Now sent up to Miller, but he can't get to it before it goes out of bounds. And we'll have a substitution coming in. Chase Hilty going to check in as Bronson Wickens checks out. Throw comes in. That was awfully close to an illegal throw there by Reyes on the far side. As Hilty has it in the middle, he'll be dispossessed, gets it back, will send it back to his defensive line, and they'll boot it down. It's going to go into the penalty area, and Koblenz just going to let that one roll out for a goal kick. 6:15 to play in this one. 5-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks. Near side now. And send it forward. Picking it up is going to be Linebach. Now it's going to be cleared out. It'll hit the bottom of the press box. And it'll be a Golden Bears throw in. 5:50 to go. See who takes the throw. It's going to be Hirschberger. Anthony Hirschberger throws it down the line. Finds Hilty. One-on-one. The ball going to go back out. It'll be another throw in. Hilty wants to take it quick. Now he's looking for someone to get it into. Hilty will lay it down, and he'll let Hirschberger come out and take it. Weston Hilty down in the corner. Now trying to clear it forward. And it will be cleared up towards midfield and sent right back in. Koblenz going to go grab that one just outside of the goal. And he'll hold on to it as we are under 5 minutes to play now in the ball game. 5-0 the lead for the Highland Hawks. sent forward to Yoder. Now Kachuk has it. He'll send it forward. Hershberger picks it up on the near side, leaves it for Mullet. Jackson Mullet back to the middle. He sends it forward. One-on-one, and now Kearney going to just hold on to this one, and he's going to look to boot it out on the far side, and it'll be a throw-in for the Hawks deep in their offensive end. It's Miller all the way down to take the throw. Looks, comes into the box, headed up. Kachuk gets ahead on it as well, trying to swing at that one, and it's going to go out of bounds for a goal kick. As Jackson Mullet tried to get a swing on it, but his attempt was blocked. 4 minutes to play. 5-0 Hawks. This one booted forward. Once again, knocked down. It'll find its way to the feet of Parker Reek. Now it's dropped back, sent forward once again for Hershberger, and that is Connor Hershberger. He'll send it forward for Yoder. Yoder turns, loses the ball. Now Hershberger finds it once again. Hershberger drives down into the corner. Almost loses the ball. Back up top. Here's Yoder. His shot's going to run wide. On shot number 22 of the evening. Ball is punted high in the air, knocked down. Reyes has it far side, drives across midfield. As it'll find its way back to Perrin Miller. He'll drop it back to Koblenz. Koblenz going to play this one forward. Finds Jackson Mullet. Mullet sends forward to Yoder. Yoder has it. Looking to turn. Loses it. Finds Kachuk. Kachuk. He's got a man beat. He's driving in. It'll be him and the keeper. Kachuk, left foot, just a bit wide. On shot number 23 of the night. Good, Roman, good. 2.5 to play. Brewer with the ball on the 6-yard box. We'll boot this one forward once again. Knocked down, and now sent back towards the defensive line. Kearney will put a foot on, and it'll go out over the bleachers on the far side for another Highland throw-in. Miller has the ball up near midfield. Looks to get it in, and he will get it in. Back to Blake Stutzman. Down to the corner. Connor Hershberger had it off his head, and now here's Mullet. Coming back to pick this one up is Caden Hershberger. Hershberger finds Kachuk. Kachuk turns, back up to Yoder. Yoder turns. Kachuk in the middle, puts it through the top of the 18. Kearney going to look to drive and now trying to clear it on the far side. Hershberger trying to get to it. The two tangle up. It's going to go out of bounds for, let's see, do they call that a foul or do they call that a throw? I think they called it a throw. .120 to play in this one. Throw comes in. Makes its way back. Kachuk going to pressure here as Brewer fires up towards midfield. Knocked down. Yoder going to pick it up. Cameron Yoder turns as a go off of Reyes as he tried to boot it down. Now Reyes has it far side. He's going to send down the touchline. It goes out of bounds. Under a minute to play here in this one. Knocked down by Stutzman. Now far side for Perrin Miller. He's going to drop this one all the way back to Koblenz. 35 seconds to play. Koblenz with the ball. Drops it back to Koblenz. Sent forward here. Off a foot, high in the air. Joel Linebach had that one get in front of him. Now driving here is Anthony Hershberger. It'll go out on the far side. It'll be a Wayndale throw. 15 seconds left. 15 seconds separates Koblenz from his first clean sheet of the season. Now 10 seconds. Throw comes in. Here's Hilty looking to turn. He'll lose possession, and that should do it here as the final whistle sounds and the final score in this one. Highland 5, Wayndale 0. We'll wrap this one up next here on WKLM.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Humble Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at humblegrp.com.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Holmes sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric is on top of the game. With almost three decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler is a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information. Let's go Knights!
Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 359-5421 or in Berlin at 674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Care and Truck Center in Winesburg and Berlin.
Vibrant Sand and Gravel Incorporated has been serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes counties since 1935. They're a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Denko Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denko takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denko and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Once again, the final score in this one, it was Highland 5, Wayndale 0. Jake Seidel with you. We'll go with the goal scoring one more time, all coming in the first half. A Wayndale own goal got scoring starting at the 38-13 mark of the first half. And then at 29-17, it will be 2-0 thanks to the goal scored by Logan Hirschberger, getting his first of 2 points on the night. Goal number three was scored by Zeke Boddicker, assisted by Logan Hirschberger at the 25-02 mark. Goal number four came at 12-22, and that was Zeke Boddicker unassisted, while the final goal scored by Caden Hirschberger, 4:08 to go in the first half, and that was assisted by Noah Troyer. That's how we got to our final score of 5-0. Taking a look at these final numbers here for Highland. They scored 5 goals on 23 shots, 10 on net. Meanwhile, Wayndale, no goals on 5 shots. They had 2 on net. Chase Koblenz made 2 saves for the Hawks. Meanwhile, 9 saves from Neil Brewer. Wayndale committed 4 fouls compared to Highland's 3. Highland had 6 corner kicks compared to 1 by the Hawks. Each team was offside once. No yellow or red cards in this one, so these two teams will move on with the win. The Hawks improved to 3-0 on the season. Meanwhile, Wayndale drops to 0-2. Once again, we'd like to thank everyone for tuning in on the YouTube stream as well as on the radio side. We're WKLMFM.com. Always great to be with you during soccer season. Don't forget, coming up at 9, we have the Kevin Stefanski Show from the Rounds Radio Network. And tomorrow we have West Holmes football as they travel to Jack Miller Field to take on the Tri-Wade Titans. We're on the air at 6 o'clock, the Hometown Football Friday night pregame, and then kickoff between the Knights and the Titans is at 7 o'clock. A few thank yous to send out first before we get out of here. First back to WKLM Sports Central. Isaiah Dordich and Blazin Mullins holding down the fort, making sure you can hear me on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Our fantastic video crew from Classic Communications today, our producer Jacob Henning, our camera operator Abby Jones, and whatever Natalie Holbrook was doing out here today, I'm sure she did it great. Once again, the final score in this one, 5-0 in favor of the Highland Hawks. For Blaiston Mullins, Isaiah Dordich, Jacob Henning, Abby Jones, and Natalie Holbrook, I'm Jake Seidel, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy, and we'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.